Did you see my video on hearing the Father's voice? Were you interested in unbound prayer? Well, in today's video, I will explain exactly what it is, what are the steps, and how to prepare. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we have a special love for the souls in purgatory, the Blessed Mother, and the Eucharist. Although I love all things Catholic, and my videos range from all types of things, if you are new, please subscribe and hit the notification bell so you can know when we put out a new video. And if you would like to support this channel in any way, you can do that. Check it out down below. You can also purchase some merchandise down below. You'll see kind of some items that you could pick up. And there's many different ways to do that. But especially, please keep me in your prayer. So, some of you are familiar with unbound prayer. Many of you have emailed me in response to that video where I said, do you want to hear the Father's voice? And this is essentially what I explain to them the first time that I meet. And I will put this in a video so that you can check it out even before you email me. So, unbound prayer. What is it? So it was created by Neil and Janet Lozano, who are a Catholic couple living in Philadelphia. Now, from what I know about their history, they were connecting with a lot of people that had different prayer ministries, and they would see a lot of healing happen. And in their experience, they kind of had this question, how can we take what we're seeing from all these prayer groups, all this healing, how can we make a model that ordinary people can learn and apply and pray for other people? And so out of that came unbound prayer. Now, kind of there's two elements that are really important. First, it's the five keys. And related to that is that this prayer is especially focused on helping you have a deeper relationship with God the Father. That's really what this is about. Now, before I even continue, this is deliverance prayer. Now, typically when people think about deliverance prayer, they think about the devil, they get afraid, and they do all that. Now, if you can think about it logically, it's not good for us to avoid prayer because of fear of the devil. Nor is it good for us to avoid deliverance prayer because of fear of the devil. Because as Heart of the Father Ministries, which is the name of the ministry that created Unbound Prayer, has rightly pointed out, deliverance is not about the devil, it's about God the Father. Now, it's about delivering us from the grips of the devil to lead us into the hands of God the Father, but the main player is God the Father. Now, unbound prayer is essentially the exact same process that the Israelites went through. So, for instance, there was a connection between each of the plagues and some of the different gods. There was the sun god that they worshipped. That's why one of the plagues was the sun was darkened. That was God's way of delivering them from worshiping those gods. He delivered them from those gods and led them out so that they can worship the true God out in the desert and eventually in the promised land. This is exactly what unbound prayer is, delivering us from the grips of things that are holding on to us that we're not aware of so that we can worship God the Father freely. Now, what is it? First, it's five keys. I'll go through it briefly and then I'll explain it in more detail. The first key is repentance and faith. The second is forgiveness. The third key is renouncing. The fourth is the prayer of command. And the fifth is the Father's blessing. The Father's blessing, the fifth key, is the most important key. It's the one the first four lead into. And it's what it's all about. It's what's amazing about this prayer. What's the Father's blessing? The Father's blessing is the exact same thing that Jesus received at his baptism and shortly before he was crucified, when the Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Now, when they saw this, they realized that this is something important in every Christian's life. We need this. If Jesus received it and he needed it to be strengthened for his mission, so much more do we. And this is what it's all about. And the first four keys free you of things that are keeping you from hearing the Father's blessing, the Father's voice. That's what this prayer is about. So now the first key, repentance and faith. One thing that's amazing about this prayer is it takes simple things and puts them together. We typically hear repentance in regards to confession. Now, confession is a sacrament in the Catholic Church, but one thing that is difficult about it is that it's often very short, and it's just focusing on sins and how many times we committed it. It's powerful, it's awesome, it's amazing. But often we don't have more than 5 minutes. Why? Because there's a long line, the priest is busy, And that's okay. That's how it's meant to work. It's meant to be kind of this short experience of forgiveness by Jesus through the priest. It's amazing. And you should go if you have not been to confession. Now, the key of repentance in the context of unbound prayer can take a lot longer. And that's good because it gives us time to expand and to go deeper into things that we need to repent of. And it's also broader than just sins, although it includes it. It could be repenting of attitudes, repenting of things that we're holding on to, behaviors, and all types of things that we want to be freed from. It could be repenting of addictions. Now, repenting means fully turning away. Now, in this process, what I ask the person is to ask the Holy Spirit to show them what do they need to repent of or repent of more fully. Because sometimes we've confessed a sin, but we haven't really repented of it. How is that the case, you ask? Well, have you ever confessed a sin that after you left the confessional, you still kind of wanted to do? You didn't do it, but you still wanted to. Now, that is something that needs to be purified. And that's what repentance is for. We can repent of those things that maybe we're not doing it, maybe we've confessed it, but deep down inside, we still want to do it and we want to be purified. So I ask a person to make a list of all those things. Then they bring it to the prayer. And this is what the prayer will sound like. I will lead them and they will say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all the sins of my life, especially for, and then they begin naming all the different things that they want to repent of. Now at this point, some people, they struggle to say this in front of anybody because it's very private things. So they could be more private if they'd like, and they could say, and I'm sorry for all these things that I've written down. Or they can just speak out the things that they want to repent of, whatever you feel comfortable with. Then when the person is finished naming all those different things, I have them say, Lord, I'm sorry for these sins. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I surrender my life to you. Please come into my heart. Now, this is a renewal of your faith in Jesus Christ, or if you've never done that, maybe for the first time, giving your life over to Christ. Once we finish the first key, we move on to the second key, the key of forgiveness. Now, what's awesome about this is we talk about forgiveness, we know that we're supposed to forgive, but no one does it with us. We don't even have like a sacrament where we go and do this in the Catholic Church. Or when was the last time someone led you through forgiving other people? Never. We don't do this at all. And that's really tragic, but in unbound prayer, you can do this with a person. So I ask them to make a list of all the people that have hurt you and all the things they did to you that you need to forgive them for. Think of everything. Don't leave anything out. Be detailed. And then bring them to the prayer. And the prayer sounds like this. In the name of Jesus, I forgive my mom for this, for this, for that, and for this. In the name of Jesus, I forgive my brother for this, for this, for this. And the person is saying this out loud. Now, this is often very powerful because they've never spoken these things out loud. It's always just been in your head. And they see the power of verbally forgiving someone in front of someone else. It's amazing. It's different. And if you've never tried it, don't judge it because you don't know what it's like. It's amazing. It will transform your life. And we go through every single person that that person needs to forgive. That's the second key. Now, the third key is the key of renouncing. I send to you a list that you can get that from heartofthefatherministries.com, but I can email it to you. And on the back, it'll say samples of related spirits. Now, that sounds all mystical and kind of crazy, but what is that? It's a list of things that we carry. And on that list are things like anger, resentment, unforgiveness, loneliness, sadness, depression, pride, arrogance, judgment, lust, condemnation, unworthiness, inadequacy, etc. There's like about 40 or 50 things on there. And it's amazing because people carry these things their whole lives and they don't know how to get rid of them. Even though they go to therapy, even though they confess their sins, there's something missing. Well, in this key, you can renounce those things. And renouncing means, as I like to call it, spiritually divorcing, spiritually breaking up with something. That's what it is. It's saying no more. I'm done with you. Now, you can renounce things from that list. There's also two other categories that you can renounce. That would be any involvement in the occult. And you can renounce soul ties. Now, a soul tie is what happens when you have sexual relationships outside of marriage. You establish a bond that's not of God, and the devil can use that to bring in more lust into your life. If you've been experiencing that, that's why. So how does this key sound? It'll sound just like this. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of anger. I renounce unforgiveness. I renounce hatred, I renounce sadness, I renounce depression, I renounce a victim identity, etc. And then with involvement in the occult, it'll sound like this. In the name of Jesus, I renounce any spirit that came to me when I did the Ouija board. I renounce any unhealthy authority that I gave to the tarot card reader. And then with soul ties, it'll sound like this. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every physical and spiritual connection with Mary, with Joanne, with John, with Bob, with whomever. And I take back the parts of my body that I gave to them. It's very simple. I tend to keep the words exactly the same with everyone to show them, look, it's not the magic of the words. It's what you're doing. It's what you're doing. So then when they go through the first, second, and third key, then we go to the fourth key, the prayer of command. Now at this point, I ask the person to be silent and to listen to whatever the Holy Spirit brings to mind. And then at that point, I raise my hand and I say, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of every spirit that you've renounced and I command them to leave right now. And I ask the person, how do you feel? What's going through your mind? If they say they feel better, if they say they feel lighter, more at peace, which happens often and is often my experience, then we know that the prayer has finished and we finished for that particular session. Now, if they say that they feel the same or worse, then we go back through the first three keys, typically like this. So I have them say, Holy Spirit, please show me anything else that I need to repent of, forgive, or renounce. And then they just kind of pray in silence and see what comes to mind. And then we go through until they're finished, go through each key, then again the prayer of command, and then again that question, how do you feel? Now, what's awesome about this prayer is that it's important that you feel better, and that's the sign that we move on, as opposed to other things where you're told, okay, just believe, even though you still feel terrible. With this, it's important that you feel at peace, and then we know that we can move forward. Now, some people maybe have objections with this prayer, but a lot of those objections are out of fear. Now, if you are someone that is objecting out of fear, I want you first to recognize that you're afraid. And then I want you to renounce that, because Jesus tells us, do not be afraid. We need to have fear of the Lord, not fear of the devil. And that is wrong for us to have that. Nevertheless, this prayer is absolutely safe because the person being prayed over is doing the repenting, the forgiving, and the renouncing. So they are taking authority over themselves. And the person that's praying over comes to that person and then prays that prayer of command after that person has taken authority. We have the right to take authority over evil in our lives. And then that person essentially comes and is confirming the faith. It'd be different if that person didn't repent or say anything, and I just came over them and said, I take authority over every demon that is affecting you. That is not what's happening. Let me repeat, because many of you are going to confuse this. That is not what we are doing here. Now, who can do that? Only the local bishop that's authorized over you, or whoever is the local priest in your parish that's been authorized by the bishop. Only them. But we can take authority over ourselves, and actually parents can take authority over their children. And that's exactly what this is taking advantage of, that the person has authority over the things that are affecting them, because in Christ we have authority over ourselves. Makes sense? Yes. So now we can kind of move on from that doubt that often creeps up in people's minds. And trust me, I've prayed for like hundreds of people and it's always been awesome. So from experience, it's amazing. Then at that point, when they say, wow, I feel better, I feel lighter, I feel like taller even, I feel like my chest is free of that pressure, then I have them give thanks to Jesus out loud. At that point comes the fifth key, which is just so awesome. So I ask them to be silent again, and then I pray in my heart and in my mind, Heavenly Father, what would you like me to tell this person? What would you tell them if you were here? And then I speak the Father's blessing over them. What is it? It depends on the person. Sometimes it's very simple things. Sometimes maybe like an image comes to mind of maybe something that that person has been through. Sometimes it's so exactly what that person needs to hear that they begin crying. And often I'm crying because I'll feel the love that the Father has for that person. I'll feel it like coming through me to that person. It's an amazing experience. So that's unbound prayer. Now I know this video is like about 15 minutes. If you have questions, let me know. But let me say this. I've had a lot of experience praying over many, 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 many people. So if you have experience with this, put your questions and comments down below. If you don't have experience doing this or receiving this type of prayer, do not judge it. Do not say that it's bad, or do not say that it can't happen, or do not say this or that, because you don't know. You don't know. Now, I'm just saying that because often these things are often misinterpreted. So if you are interested in receiving this type of prayer after how I've explained it, you can check out that other video, the first one that I made. You can contact me. You can also go to heartofthefatherministries.com, and there you can find people in your local area that possibly can physically meet you to have unbound prayer with you. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next video.